And now we're here in our Buck studio for some live music from members of an organization. I assume they call it RAPA familiarly. That's R-A-P-A. It's the Russian and American Performing Artists Concert Association. And they apparently have a strong presence in Madison in particular, but in other places too, I'm thinking. And so we'll start with two of them who are at the piano here ready to play. And they are Vladislava Henderson and Lyudmila Siabrenko. Welcome to the midday. Happy to have you.
Thank you. Thank you,
Norma. Before I know you're all keyed up, ready to play here, and this is not easy music, but what about RAPA? Is this just like, is there more than one of these concert associations around the country, or is this it?
We are trying to also perform in the other cities. We're trying possibly book concert in Philadelphia in May at Curtis University, and they're trying to give us a stage to play. So, but it mainly concerts in Madison, because I'm a Madison resident, and of course most of my life here, and artists with whom I collaborate, my colleagues from Madison, we're just doing it twice a year. It's a winter performance which highlights our old new year celebration, which means end of winter holidays and spring concert in May. But just a fun concert. This is what our organization is about. It's about all stage genres performances.
So it could be
classical. A theater, not just classical. It could be pop music, singing, doing everything what goes on the stage. People who performs, they can, you know, do what they like on the stage. Amateurs as well as professionals. But we're trying to select experienced artists, of course.
Oh, there seem to be a lot of experienced artists to draw from. How many artists do you have in this organization?
In this organization, mostly my colleagues who are doing most concerts with me for the last 3 years. So 3 years ago, the organization was founded. It's performers who are going to be today. Alona Holmes, she is a musical education professor of UW-Whitewater. Viktor Gorodinsky, UW Folk Orchestra director and founder. And we started this Madison Russian School performances, and also Russian Home Madison. So we have quite a few organizations, Russian organizations in Madison. And we have American artists, singers, and dancers who comes and plays or dances. We had performed Leotha and Tamara Stanley. They do Christmas carols at Madison Symphony Orchestra. So
sure,
it was
right,
a very
course,
nice
yeah.
performance. So that's what we're quite doing right now. Yes,
quite a varied organization. Well, I know that you and Lyudmila have a set of three pieces here that you're going to go through. One of these is going to be, I think the first is going to be quite familiar to a lot of people, but you don't get to hear it very often in a piano four hands version.
No, yes, because it's a symphony piece. It's from opera Sorochinskaya Yarmarka by Mussorgsky.
Sorochinsky Fair, as we say.
Yeah, Sorochinsky Fair. Thank you. And was the story by Gogol. So then two such a genius do something together, it becomes very popular. So
all right, so here we go.
Thank you.
This is the famous Hopak from the Ferret Sorochinsk.
Thank you.
charming finale there to the Chopak by Mussorgsky. This next of the three pieces that you have is a scherzo by Rachmaninoff, and I'm gathering this is much less often heard, although Rachmaninoff wrote a fair amount of solo piano music. We're not as familiar with his four hands piano music.
There is a quite a limited, I would say, by Rachmaninoff at least, pieces written for one piano, four hands. Mostly it's for two pianos, and of course, brighter, more popular classical music written for two pianos, but for four hands, one piano, not so many. And there were mostly, they go back to Schubert era.
Sure.
He had lots of music, beautiful music for one piano.
Yes.
But that's what they had. They didn't have, I guess, at many halls, two pianos. They don't. Not many halls have them nowadays.
that's so true. Even our studio is limited to just one Mason and Hamlin.
And this is his early opus. Very unusual for Rachmaninoff. Just little scherzo.
I don't think I would have taken that as Rachmaninoff.
Exactly. Exactly. Many people, colleagues, musicians, but not pianists who doesn't know this opus, they tell me, oh, wow, this is very interesting Rachmaninoff. Just like his maybe not so quite as his first suite for two pianos.
Right.
But also very light romantic.
It is,
light
in a way.
Romantic music, very interesting. Yeah.
Well, speaking of light, this is, I think, a very entertaining piece, which probably doesn't get heard too often except among people with piano forehands experience.
Our program today is light classical music because this is what we're going to do this Sunday, January 11th, at UW Rapa Concert, Russian and American Performing Artist, and who has a chance, and it will be after football game.
You always have to take that into consideration.
Yes, we do in Wisconsin. Please come at 4:30 at Morphy Hall.
Morphy Hall.
Morphy Hall, January 11th.
And so what is this piece?
All-American hometown band.
The All-American hometown band.
Yeah, it's very famous. You recognize it right away, American people. But Russian people, we played it this year at our Russian concert tour. It was liked by audience. It just was so well received in Russia.
I'm sure it'll be well received here, too. Bravo. That was, you know, if John Philip Sousa had written piano forehands music, it would sound like that. So I could almost hear the piccolo in there. That was the performance by Lyudmila Sobrenko and also Vladislava Henderson. Now we have, or we will in a moment, have a violinist queuing up to perform a couple of pieces, and we'll hear about those from Vladislava Henderson.
Piece that Sasha Henderson is going to be performing on his violin, named Spinning Wheel. It doesn't quite, in my opinion, doesn't quite tell what is it. It's a old way to do threads, make threads. So there was a pedal, and when you stop up and down, so it's toe-heel, I guess that's what how it says. So the wheel would come to spinning, and that's pretty fast. So he's going to spin around on his strings, on his violin.
Okay.
And the second piece that he'll play is on the piano, very famous by Greek, March of Gnomes.
The March of the Gnomes.
So it's
the
really
lyric pieces.
Really, yes, from his series of lyric pieces, and it's just a fairy tale, kind of mystery a little.
Okay.
Piece, so Sasha Henderson. I just want to say that his teacher in the U.S. in medicine, Olga Pamulova, she is from Madison Symphony Orchestra, and she also is soloist of Conviva group.
Sure.
And his Russian teacher, who he teaches this in Russia, he is a great teacher. He is Gurgen Sagamonov, so from Rachmaninov School of Music of Krasnodar City. It's a south region of Russia. So that's where he studied for a couple months, 2014 in fall.
Seems to have worked for a 12-year-old. You know, it's a lot of music there. And now he's going to play a piano piece. This is the Grigi. Edvard Grieg there, represented by the March of the Gnomes from his lyric pieces. And you've heard both violin and piano from Sasha Henderson there. I'll repeat our 12:30 quiz question, and we'll hear from a contemporary Russian composer right after this on Wisconsin Public Radio. And now, back with our guests from the Russian and American Performing Arts Concert Association in Madison. And Vladislava Henderson.
Next composition, it's four miniatures by Andrei Eshpai and his most famous song from a movie, «Оснег идет», or in English, it's «The snow is falling».
Perfect
and
timing.
It's a New Year party. two people met and then they fell in love and, you know, all of this romantic story. This is the movie the song is about. And Andrei Eshpai's 19th birthday this year, so in Russia we're celebrating it. So we decided just put it on this program today.
Okay, for his 90th anniversary birthday.
Thank you.
well-timed song about snow is falling, and four miniatures by Andrei Eshpai, and we heard Vladislava Henderson as the singer there, and the pianist was Lyudmila Shabrinko. And now we're going to bring over another singer
with us, and she's also a UW Whitewater Professor of Music Education, Alona Holmes. And she will perform for you two songs in traditional Russian romance style by Fomin, music by Fomin.
Boris Fomin.
Boris Fomin.
Okay. Welcome to our piano.
Thank you very much.
Well, we want to get both of these in, so unfortunately we don't have a lot of time to set them up, but it's an interesting set of songs, both by the same composer, about whom we don't know a lot over here, but he had an, let's say, interesting life in Russia.
Would you like me to tell a little bit about him?
We have a little bit, and then we're going to, I want to hear both of these pieces.
Okay, so let me start with first song. It's called «Только раз бывает в жизни встреч», what means only once in lifetime you have a special meeting. Only once in a lifetime you are really in love. And he dedicated this song, Boris Fomin, to his mother-in-law when he was in love and he was dating his future wife.
To the mother-in-law, that's different.
Yes. So it's very like love, passional song. And actually it was completely forbidden in Soviet Union in 1929 because it's like anti-revolutional. It's not against Soviet politics. It's about love, and you know you have to sing about love to Communist Party, not about love to your.
I never would put the two together.
Yeah, so it was a very interesting story of all those songs. But let me sing it for you.
День и ночь роняет сердце ласку, день и ночь кружится голова, день и ночь торжественной сказкой мне звучат твои слова. Только раз бывает луч пурпурного заката, серебром окутаны цветы. Где же ты, желанный мой когда-то? Где же ты, даривший мне мечты? сегодня, в этот вечер, мне так хочется любить.
Lovely stuff. And now we have to go pretty directly into his most famous song.
Do you know this song?
Yeah, we'd all say Mary Hopkin, 1968. But not so, at least not at first.
Uh-huh. Everybody thinks it's Mary Hopkins and Gene Ruskin's song.
That's right.
And who got all the credit for that song? Do you know? Gene Ruskin.
Yes, right, because he wrote the English lyrics.
Mm-hmm. But who wrote the music?
Boris Fomin.
Exactly, Boris Fomin, and lyrics for the song wrote Russian famous poet Padrevsky. And actually that song was recorded by Vertinsky in 25 and 28.
Sure, yeah, way back in the 20s.
Yes, and was very popular in Soviet Union in the beginning, and then after the conference, music conference, was completely forbidden.
Well, we have to go out on this, so here we are.
Ехали на тройке с бубенцами, а вдали мелькали огоньки. Эх, хотя бы мне опять за вами душу бы развеять от тоски. Дорогой длинною, да ночкой лунною, да с песней той, что вдаль летит звеня, старинною, да семиструнною, что по ночам так мучила меня. Once upon a time it was a tavern when we used to raise a glass. Remember how we laughed away for hours, and think of all the good things we would do. Those were the days, my friend, we thought we'll never end. We sing and dance forever and a day. We live the life we choose, we find, we never lose. We were young and sure we know our way. La 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 la. Ну далиною новыми путями нам отныне ехать суждено. Ехали на тройке с бубенцами, да увы проехали давно. Да с песней той, что вдаль летит звеня, да с той старинною, да с семиструнною, что по ночам так мучила меня. Лай-лай-лай-лай-лай-лай-лай-лай-лай-лай-лай-лай-лай-лай-лай-лай-лай-лай-лай-лай-лай-лай-лай-лай-лай-лай-лай-лай-лай-лай-лай-лай-лай-лай-лай-лай-лай-лай-лай-лай-лай-лай-лай-лай-лай-лай-лай-лай-лай-лай-лай-лай-лай-лай-лай-лай-лай-лай-лай-лай-лай-лай-лай-лай-лай-лай-лай-лай-лай-лай-лай-лай-лай-лай-лай-лай-лай-лай-лай-лай-лай-лай-лай-лай-лай-лай-лай-лай-лай-лай-лай-лай-лай-лай-лай-лай-лай-лай-лай-лай-лай-лай-лай-лай-лай-лай-лай-лай-лай-лай-лай-лай-лай-лай-лай-лай-лай-лай-лай-лай-лай-лай-лай-лай-лай-лай-лай-лай
Original version of that song from the 1920s, and Elena Holmes, wow, what fun to hear you and see you play the piano.
Thank you.
And thanks to all of our friends who've come in today from RAPA, that's the Russian and American Artists Performing Association, and providing a lot of music.
Good. I want to Svetlana Aminieva and Viktor Gorodinsky say something about upcoming performance?
We'll put it on our website. How about that? We'll put it on the Facebook page because we have to get to this quiz question.
Okay.
But yes, they do have upcoming concerts. So thanks for coming in and telling us about those too.